Hi, my name is Laura Best. I am a graduate student at Michigan State University, and I'm going to present a preliminary study that's leading up to my dissertation research, looking at nitrogen assimilation of weed species as influenced by application rate and weed removal timing. There were several sources of corn yield increase from the 1930s through the 1970s, and two of these sources of corn yield increase can be attributed to nitrogen fertilizer and the use of herbicides. One of the goals of using nitrogen fertilizer is to identify optimum nitrogen rates to maximize economic return. Similarly, one of the goals of weed science is to timely management of weed control to maximize economic return. So part of my dissertation research is to look into how these two sources interact. We know that the presence of weeds reduces corn grain yield. Corn and weeds compete for water, nutrients, space, and sunlight. And this competition depends on duration of weed interference, weed density, weed species, and environmental conditions. And today I'm going to talk about competition for nutrients, nitrogen in particular, and the duration of weed interference. The critical time of weed removal is the time that weeds need to be removed to avoid a yield reduction. In Michigan, this is considered the 10 centimeter weed height. We base this on the shoot height of the weeds. This was established from 35 states in the north central US, but this recommendation does not mention anything about nitrogen application rate. In turn, we also use the maximum return to nitrogen, or MRTN, approach to making nitrogen recommendations for corn. And this is based on maximizing economic return. In Michigan, these MRTN recommendations are often lower than previous recommendations based on yield. So we want to look and see how this nitrogen application rate affects weed control timing. So the objectives of my study were to evaluate the effect of application rate on critical time of weed removal and measure the nitrogen assimilation of the weeds common to my study, which were giant foxtail, velvet leaf, common ragweed, and common lamb's quarters. This study was conducted in 2009 and this year in 2010 as a field study in East Lansing, Michigan. We looked at four nitrogen rates, which were 0, 67, 134, and 202 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. We also looked at five weed removal timings, which were based on the shoot height of the weeds. So we had 0, which was a weed-free plot, 5, 10, 15, and 20 centimeter weed removal timings. At each weed removal timing, weeds were collected for nitrogen analysis. We also collected biomass samples from a quarter meter squared quadrat. And after each weed removal timing, the plots were maintained weed-free for the remainder of the season, either through spraying glyphosate or hand weeding the plots. Total nitrogen was measured in the weeds as well. Grain yield was determined at 15% moisture content, and I used correlation, regression analysis, and ANOVA to look at my results. The growing season in 2009 and 2010 were very, very, very different in Michigan. It was a lot colder in 2009. Our corn was planted a little bit later that year than in 2010. At the 5 and 10 centimeter weed removal timings, they were pretty similar between 2009 and 2010, but weeds grew much faster in 2010 at the 15 and 20 centimeter height. This graph shows the cumulative growing degree days in East Lansing, Michigan. 2009 is in blue and 2010 is in red. And as you can see, our cumulative growing degree days were much lower in 2009 than in 2010. And the rainfall, there was a lot more rainfall in 2009 early in the growing season than in 2010. So I think the weather conditions play a role in my results. This picture is of one of my nitrogen rate blocks in early July 2009. This is when 67 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare was applied. And if you look at this picture from left to right, you see that there's a decrease in the corn height. And this decrease in corn height corresponds to when the weeds were removed. As we removed weeds later in the growing season, the corn was shorter. This graph shows grain yield versus weed removal timing when we applied no nitrogen. On our y-axis, we have grain yield in megagrams per hectare. And our x-axis, we have weed removal timing from 0 to 20 centimeters. The blue lines, or the blue dots, are data from 2009, and the green squares are data from 2010. And we used this to figure out when the optimum time of weed removal was, or the critical time of weed removal was. So in 2009, we saw a grain yield decrease when weeds were removed at a 5 centimeter height. However, in 2010, weeds could be removed a little bit later without seeing a grain yield reduction, about at the 10 centimeter weed height. When we added more nitrogen, 67 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, we saw that in 2009, we saw about the same critical time of weed removal as in when we had no nitrogen applied, which is about 5 centimeters. However, in 2010, the weed removal timing was a little bit later. It was about 15 centimeters in height. When we added even more nitrogen, 134 kilograms per hectare, the data from 2009 was not significant. So this means whether we removed weeds at, we had weed-free plots, or removed them at 20 centimeter height, there was no significant grain yield reduction. In 2010, the results were similar to when we added 67 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and the optimum time of weed removal was again around 15 centimeters. At our highest nitrogen rate, which was 202 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, there was no significant difference from when we had when we removed weeds at 0 to 20 centimeter height. This graph is just a summary of the graphs I just previously talked about. So in 2009, when we had 0 to 67 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, our optimum time of weed removal was between 0 and 5 centimeter shoot height. In 2010, when we had 0 nitrogen, it was about 5 centimeters. And as we added more nitrogen, our weed removal timings were a little bit later. And when we added enough nitrogen at our higher rates, there was no significant difference whether we had weeds removed at 0 centimeter height or 20. So the critical time of weed removal was influenced by nitrogen application rate. At lower nitrogen rates, weeds needed to be removed earlier. At higher nitrogen rates, however, there was no significant differences in yield whether weeds were removed at 0 or 20 centimeters. And then this led me to my second part of the study, which is where I actually measured the nitrogen assimilation by these weed species. And I wanted to look at the correlation between nitrogen removed by weeds and grain yield. And my hypothesis was that as more nitrogen was removed by weed species, my yield would decrease. And I thought this would be fairly linear, but I ended up with something like this. So this graph shows grain yield versus nitrogen removed by weeds in just 2009. Again, my y-axis shows grain yield in megagrams per hectare, and my x-axis shows nitrogen removed, and I calculated this based on the percent of nitrogen in the plant in the biomass that I removed from the quarter meter squared. And the red squares are my zero rate, the yellow 67, the green 134, and the blue dots are 202 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So you can see that grain yield increased with nitrogen application rate. And these dots out here are when I applied more nitrogen, and more nitrogen was removed by the plant. But there's not a very good correlation between grain yield and nitrogen removed. In 2010, I still didn't see a very strong correlation between grain yield and nitrogen removed. The plots where I had zero nitrogen applied yielded lower than when I applied nitrogen. The dots out here are when I applied more nitrogen, and again, this is where most of the nitrogen was removed by the weeds, but there's not a very good correlation between grain yield and nitrogen removed by the weeds. This chart summarizes the couple graphs I just talked about. I looked at the Pearson correlation coefficient R and the p-value. And the only p-values that were significant were in 2009, when I added 67 and 134 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and in 2010, when I added no nitrogen. But there was a significant p-value, and there was a negative correlation. However, these R's are not very strong. So in conclusion, with the MRTN approach, nitrogen application rates in Michigan are often lower than what they were in the past. With these lower nitrogen application rates, weeds need to be removed earlier to minimize corn grain yield loss. Weeds tended to assimilate more nitrogen at higher nitrogen application rates, and there was a significant negative correlation between nitrogen assimilation by weeds and grain yield in 2009 when we added 67 and 134 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and in 2010 when we applied no nitrogen. However, keep in mind this relationship wasn't very strong. As far as future studies, we just started a nitrogen mineralization study in the lab looking at mineralization from weed residues because we saw the weeds remove a large amount of nitrogen. We were losing almost 100 pounds to 150 pounds of nitrogen per acre just from the weeds. Keep in mind we had really, really high weed density because this is a weed science study. But we want to look at, after we kill these weeds, how is that nitrogen mineralized back? And then we're looking at another study that is examining the effect of common lamb's quarters and side dress nitrogen application rate on corn grain yield. Because we saw the weeds take up a lot of nitrogen early in the growing season, so we wanted to see what the effect of side dress nitrogen application was later in the season. So thank you for your attention, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you guys have.
We've got time for a couple questions.
Yeah.
Can you comment on the size of the corn relative to the size of the weeds that are
removed? Sure. At the 5 centimeter weed height, it was probably about this tall corn, you know, V2 or so. And then probably the 10 to 15 centimeters and were about V4 corn, and then maybe V5, V6 later on. I have records of that, but I don't have that actually in my presentation. In Michigan State, we just tend to base the weed removal recommendations on weed height and not corn growth stage. And I know some other states do that, but we don't in Michigan. Yeah. I didn't hear you. Can you, sorry.
On the weeds you seeded, I'm assuming you seeded them.
No, these were natural populations of weeds. So I used the weed science research plots for this, and they have a really, really high weed density. And a quarter meter squared in 2009, we could easily have 100 common lamb's quarters. So it was all natural.
And with that, did you know you had 4 weed species. Did you remove each one at 6 centimeters? So you was removing weeds every day?
Yeah, we were removing a lot of weeds very frequently. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?